Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
This is like one of the most white trash things I've ever seen in my life.
Jim?
Mike?
Jim?
Mike?
He meets up with Sean at different Wegmans all the time. That's how he knew there were 89 of them. I kept taking his cards and switching them with stuff.
Did you really? I don't remember that.
Yeah, who can forget Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of Dylan's Ooze?
It's kind of like Catamaran. Get to use it anytime you can.
Are you high?
No, I'm... What?
Trust me, that's all in your hands.
All the poop?
Hi, welcome to episode 51 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Dylan. And this is what it looks like watching us do the intro live.
Jim almost, I think, forgot that he was the second one.
I almost did.
Because we haven't recorded, an episode in, two or three weeks or something like that?
A little over two.
In Jim years, he's aged like five.
Yeah, dude, I completely forgot what it's like.
Yeah, I hear that. I mean, the nice thing is that I don't think any of our listeners would even know, because we had such like a back catalog of episodes that we recorded that we've just been, putting those out, about every week and a half or so. I can't even remember what we did on the last one. It was such a long time ago.
I don't remember what we did. Wasn't it episode 50?
What's episode 50?
Well, here's how bad it is. You've got Jim's boring story listed in your notes, and I don't even remember what the fucking boring story is.
Well, that's because it's so fucking boring. Why would you remember it?
Pretty much.
I forgot one of my stories. I think I remember what it was, but I thought I had a good work story, and I think I completely forgot what the fuck it was. So, but before we get into all these stories, we forgot.
Well, I don't think we're going to be telling those stories tonight, but maybe we'll have some other.
That was my joke.
maybe we'll have some other stories for you. But if you wanna check out all of our stories, you can go out to facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
If you want to read our short stories and see our picture stories, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JimsBBQPod.
If you want to tell Dylan what a fucking sarge he is, you can email us at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com or go out to www.JimsBBQPod.com and get the episodes fresh from the grill, so to say.
Jim, did you almost forget what social media things you had to plug?
No, I'm actually sending a message to somebody at the same time.
Gotcha.
And for whatever reason, I thought Dylan had to go again for some reason, and it's been too long.
Also, we all have our video cameras on while we're recording this, so now we get to see what Jim is actually doing while we're recording the podcast.
Indeed. Oh, and don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes.
Fuck iTunes.
Much to Jim's chagrin.
Indeed.
So, Mike, what are you drinking?
I was about to ask you because I just saw you drink something. So that was... what am I drinking? I have Trillium Brewing Company's Broken Angel, which is a Belgian strong pale ale. It's really delicious. It's got a nice Belgian feel to it. It's not overly hoppy, but I'm digging on it. It's really good.
Dude, where'd you get all this fucking Trillium from?
Oh, Sean went out to Boston.
That reminds me. I don't know. You might remember, Mike. Dylan won't. There was a program called Trillium. It was like the IM program that put all IM applications together in one program.
I don't remember that one.
It's non-beer related.
That's where I got all the Trillium.
Okay.
Can I tell you a sad beer story from last night?
Sure.
Okay, so you're going to think I'm horrible, but I
already think that.
I went out to dinner with some coworkers last night, and I get back to the room, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch some TV, and I think I'll crack open a beer. So I had stopped at the store down in Cincinnati on my way down here to Kentucky. Yes, I'm once again in Kentucky. And
I was going to say, you should look for my boss. He's Yeah, he's about 5'9", bald, glasses.
How funny would that be if they were, like, staying in the same hotel and Mike recognized him from a picture or something and he walked up and be like, you work with Dylan Gonzalez?
Yeah, or he just heard my, like, booming voice from the computer. And he's just like, I swear to God, I hear Dylan in this hotel room.
But I have headphones on, dude. How's that going to work?
Are you doing some editing? I don't know.
Wow.
It's a hypothetical situation. He's obviously not in the same fucking motel as you.
He could be.
I mean, he could be.
Alright.
So anyway. So
I stop at the store in Cincinnati, and I pick up some beers, as I'm apt to do. Really awesome store, by the way, called Jungle Jims.
Jungle Jims.
It's just amazing. If you're in the Cincinnati, Ohio area, and you're a fan of beer or craft soda... Or
yeah, you did say really, the craft soda stuff was really good selection.
Really weird foods. It might be the place for you to go to. I mean, they had. I wish I would have been able to spend more time there, but I was trying to get down to where I'm staying, and I had to duck in to look at their beer section and see what they had. But so I pick up this beer and I'm like, oh, it's a double IPA. I should drink that pretty soon. So it's this beer from Three Floyds. What the fuck was the name of it? Mullet Head or something like that. I had it last night.
Yeah, I remember you posted it.
Yeah, so right after I posted it in our social media. Oh, no, it's called War Mullet.
War Mullet. Nice. yes.
So right after I post it, I have a few sips of it. I'm watching TV. I dozed off. It was a 22-ounce bottle. I think I had literally like 3 sips out of it.
Oh, that's.
I dozed off for the rest of the night. Like, I woke up at about. This is the sad Mike in a hotel part of this story. I woke up. I think it was maybe 1 or 1:30. I looked over at the glass that was still like 3/4 of the way full. I felt bad, so I woke up, grabbed the glass, and just chugged what was left in the glass.
Nice.
But then I woke up this morning and the bottle still had like, I don't know, like a third of it left or so, maybe half of it left, somewhere around there. So I had to dump out like half of the bottle of this wonderful double IPA that I cracked open last night and then probably fell asleep before I took like 3 sips out of it.
It'd be funny if, like, in the middle of the night, he had, like, a nightmare, and he just, like, swung his arm out, and just, like, the thing just went, like, careening across the room. And you're like, fuck.
It went what across the room?
Careening.
I never heard that word before.
Like, it went flying across
the room. Like, flying across the room.
Hmm. Very cool. Digging the word. Yeah.
So that's my sad beer story. Jim, what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking vanilla Coke.
We couldn't see that on the camera.
Why was that so spaced out?
That was my dramatic William Shatner pause.
That's okay. We'll take all that out and edit them. We'll make it less. Did you just sit on a whoopee cushion or something, Dylan?
No, I think it was the wire.
No, I think I just farted.
No, I actually did fart.
So what are you drinking, Dylan?
I'm drinking Lagunitas Doppelweizen, which claims to be a Bavarian-style ale, but I don't know, man. I've had Bavarian, you know, Doppelweizens before, and this tastes like a fucking double IPA to me.
Oh, boy.
Like, it's really sweet and malty, and it's, like, kind of hoppy, and, like, it's really tasty. Like, don't get me wrong, but I don't know. It doesn't taste like a fucking Doppelweizen, like, any kind of Weizen beer or Doppel to me.
Hmm.
So, interesting beer. Recommend you check it out if you can. It's a limited release.
We'll see if we can find that. I think I might head down to Nashville on the weekend.
And
check out some local breweries. I'm only like, I think, 70 miles away from Nashville.
What, how long are you there till for? Next week sometime?
Oh, you mean like for work?
Yeah.
I mean, Nashville will just be like a day trip, but like, where I'm at, I'll be here for like another week and change.
No, that's what I meant. Like, so you'll be there till probably at least next Wednesday then?
Yeah, yeah, probably. Well, probably my last night will be Thursday night here.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. If I didn't have anything to do this weekend, I would have mentioned Nashville.
What do you have going on, Jim? You got stuff going on?
Yeah. Cleveland Comic Con.
Oh, what are you doing there?
Conan.
Are you just going as like a fan?
Yeah, yeah. It's not with Shad. It's just to go.
Gotcha.
A couple Excellent. People I know are going or whatever, but yeah, it'll be cool. Steve Geiger's going to be there, so I know him, so I'll catch up with him. But in fact, I think he's one of the headliners. I don't know if you remember the like Punisher Dolph Lundgren looking cover from a long time ago. I don't. Dylan might remember.
But, which one?
Where they're kind of like face to face with each other.
Who? Punisher and.
I can't remember the character's name, but he looked kind of like Dolph Lundgren.
Is it Bushwhacker? Hold on. What's the guy's name? Steve Geiger?
Steve Geiger, yeah. He's done Punisher, X-Men, a bunch of other Marvel stuff. I think some Hulk. Really cool dude. He's a Canadian that lives in the Buffalo area.
Steve.
Wait, he lives in Buffalo or he lives in Canada?
No, he's Canadian, but he lives in the States. I think I think his wife is American.
Oh yeah, I definitely know this guy.
Really cool dude. Last con I was at.
I don't know who that other character is, but he looks like he's some dude like acting like a knockoff of the Punisher.
Yeah, exactly. But
he does look like Dolph Lundgren. That's funny.
He I don't know. Either way, Steve's a pretty cool dude, so I'll catch up with him. But by no means, it's not like, you know, he's a buddy or anything. It'll be cool catching up with him and talking to him. But he's no Shad, let me tell you that.
Nobody is like Shad.
Shad! Oh! I don't know why I mixed Flash and Shad together.
I can tell you, I saw it on Facebook. There's another Rochester Comic Con coming up, and Jerry the King Lawler is going to be at it.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Wonder how much he's going to charge.
I don't know. He actually does artwork and shit, though.
Yeah, I heard he was an artist or dabbled or I don't know what you'd call it, but is he even involved with WWE anymore? I heard he came back or something.
He does, like, they do, like, you know how, like, the NFL has, like, post-game shows and pre-game shows and shit like that? He does those now, like, but for WWE.
Yeah, he was gone for a little bit, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought so, because he got some kind of legal altercation, and they kind of dropped him for a while or whatever, didn't they?
Yeah. That's the most bizarre thing, is like, when he almost died doing the Raw. Did you ever see that?
No.
He literally had a heart attack, and his heart stopped on television.
Oh, yes, I do remember that, yes.
Like, he was doing commentary, and then all of a sudden he was out.
Yeah.
Like, at the commentary desk, like, he was, like, slumped over.
Yeah, and everybody thought it was a shoot at first, and they're like, yeah, that was fucked up.
So, I don't think we can not mention, like, the crazy-ass fucking weather we've had, like, the last, like, couple of weeks.
Yeah, going from 70 to fucking 4 feet of snow.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've had some crazy weather in Rochester. I left Rochester on Monday, and I think I lucked out because Monday night they got absolutely, well, the start of getting absolutely buried in snow. But the week prior to that, we were supposed to record, if you guys recall. What, like on a Thursday night, I think, right?
Something like that.
And yeah, and we ended up canceling just because we had, well, three house guests over at my house that had lost power and that the temperatures were starting to dip. But the reason for that wasn't snow, it was wind. We had a windstorm in Rochester that the winds got as high as 80 miles per hour. And it just wreaked havoc. Unbelievable, like how many people had lost power and everything. What was crazy is Liz and I, we had like a brief power outage for like, I don't even know how long, But it came back on by the time we got home the first day of the outage, which I think was Wednesday. But even at that point, Wednesday, the temperatures were still high. So, like my parents and Liz's aunt were the people that stayed with us. They stayed home because the temperatures were still not that bad, and we didn't really know, like, the scale of how bad things were. But then they were like, well, this is going to be a multi-day power outage, and the temperature started to go down and started to get really, like, really freaking cold out. So they ended up coming over, and they were at our house from, like, Thursday night all the way until Sunday afternoon.
This is crazy, so, man.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty nuts. I mean, I posted a picture on our Facebook page that was taken right outside of one of the favorite places I like to go to in Rochester, which is Wegmans. And it's a Wegmans, I think, that Dylan and Jim have both visited on multiple occasions, not too far from my house. And all of the poles were all like knocked over out in front of that Wegmans.
Yeah, it's got to be a fucking storm to fucking close Wegmans, dude.
Yeah. To their credit, yeah, I mean, they closed for like the rest of that day. They were back up and running the following day.
Crazy, man.
Like full scale, like back up and running, everything working, everything with full power and everything.
Well, if they're able to slip by remodeling plans by you and Sean, I'm sure that they can, you know, pulling off getting back up and running is a minor feat compared to that.
Oh, certainly. Certainly. So that closed out, like, I mean, the power at their houses came back on Sunday, and I left Monday first thing prior to the snowstorm, which has basically shut down the entire city this week.
Yeah, that's why sent you that message earlier, Dan must have been working from home and sent me a message. He's like, I've been outside for like 2 hours shoveling the driveway, and I haven't even got half. I don't think he was shoveling, but doing the driveway. And he goes, I haven't even got half done, and the other half's already covered back again.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing that we do. That I mean, it's a little bit of a luxury, but almost a necessity. If you don't have a snowblower, there's contractors in and around town that will do driveway plow service.
Right.
And it's almost a need, not so much a luxury in that town.
Yeah.
Just because, like, when we get snow, we get snow.
Yeah. Not to be confused with the blowing service Dylan provides.
Whoa.
Whoa. Yeah. Wow.
I just wanted to make sure everybody was clear.
So, yeah, I know, like, I think in a 24-hour period ending, like, this morning, they had 20-some-odd inches of snow.
That's
but
crazy.
It's continued. Yeah. I don't know. How much did you get, Dylan? Because I know you were part of that, what they call it, a nor'easter or... Storm Stella, I think was the official name of it or whatever.
Snowpocalypse. So on my property, I think we got about a foot and a quarter.
Oh, that's not bad.
Which, for around here, a foot and a quarter
For around, like, yeah, where you live is probably a little bit...
It's a little dicey. Although, I mean, years ago, I think back in like 95 or 96, we got hit with a huge blizzard. I mean, it was like fucking ridiculous. I think that was like 2 feet of snow easy. I was also much shorter back then, so it probably
I was going to say you were just a wee lad back then.
Yeah, but I mean, that was fucking crazy. That was like an intense snowstorm all day. Yesterday, it didn't start. I think it started around 1, and it was going hard for a while, and then it kind of tapered off and turned into fucking rain and then sleet. So that was like 10 kinds of disgusting. And then it kind of just turned into like a consistent snow, and then it picked up again later on. But I mean, yesterday was my day off, but we didn't have our streets plowed until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. My coworker, who was supposed to open the store, like, couldn't get out of his house until like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. At which point, I'm just like, "Fuck it, we're not going to work." So, but everybody came in Monday.
Yeah.
You know, got to get the milk and the bread and the eggs, the beer and the wine and the liquor.
Liquor.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was. It wasn't the worst. that we've been through. So, but some of the roads are actually still kind of shitty around here.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
It was the okayest of times. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, we've actually had a fairly mild winter this year. I mean, not anything really horrible. It's kind of avoided us for the most part. I mean, the last couple of weeks have been a bit trying, but other than that, it's been pretty mild.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
I was saying, as usual, we're getting all of the snow now as opposed to actually in, like, you know, December.
Yeah.
Well, I was grateful that we didn't get any in January.
We did.
I think Quigley's right. They just need to move the calendar back like 2 or 3 months and everything will sync back up.
Well, I mean, in particular, like the week that we went on the cruise, I'm just glad we didn't have like really bad weather delays because of that.
Definitely.
But hey, you know what? Come to think of it, at least hopefully in October of 2018, we won't have issues like that. We won't have to worry about snow.
Well, you never know.
The second semi-annual Jim's BBQ podcast fan cruise.
Yeah, it's official.
Yeah, man.
I can't fucking wait.
Carnival Vista. What is it? October 14th, right?
Correct.
October 14th to 21st at a Galveston, Texas, baby.
Yeah. That's right around your birthday, isn't it?
It's like 10 days after.
It's a day before my daughter's.
Nine days after.
We got, Sean's birthday is during the trip.
Right.
And, we'll be our 14th anniversary.
It's, I know my birthday is not technically during the cruise, but we should still celebrate it.
Well, we totally will. We could celebrate it while we're in Galveston, too.
Oh, I don't care what we do.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you do care.
Well, we could celebrate it before, during, and after the cruise.
That sounds like a plan.
How about we just celebrate it all night long?
How about we just celebrate it all week long?
Could do that, too.
Could do that.
Dude, I'm really looking forward to the Havana cabins. That'll be cool.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm probably going to be hanging out with you guys in your rooms a lot more than my room since I have the interior this year.
Yeah, dude. Yep.
But you also got that whole Havana area, too.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, bear that in mind.
Yeah.
And I mean, from like everything that I've read up on those, like they don't get a whole lot of use either. Like people don't really spend a lot of time out in that Havana area.
Oh, dude, you know we're gonna use the fuck out of it.
We'll basically own that whole area, I think.
I'll tell you what, just the whatchamacallit? Where did we hang out? What was it, the Serenity deck?
The Serenity.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet. So having a
It'll be less populated than that.
That's what I'm saying. Having a smaller, exclusive area, I guess is what they call it, to the Havana cabins, and all of us staying in Havana cabins will be awesome.
Yeah.
I know Quigley and his wife are extremely excited.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, they were telling me, I guess this will be the first vacation they've taken. I can't remember in how many years, like, for them. So they're really pumped.
Awesome. Hey, did you guys want to do that Facebook response thing that we've been doing?
Oh yeah, we totally can.
I did want to tell this one story, like read this one story though.
Okay, I guess you have a story. Let's hear it, Dylan.
So this is a news article. It's actually from last year, and I'm actually gonna bury the lead because I don't want to give it away. So, this is the story. Out of Casper, Wyoming, police saw an El Camino speeding and swerving down 144 South Center Street Thursday night and immediately pulled the car over. During a routine field sobriety test, the officer saw several eyeballs slide from the suspect's pant leg onto the asphalt.
Huh.
Okay. Feeling they could have a potential murderer on their hands, police quickly drew guns and cuffed Roy Tilbett of Casper. Tilbett was quick to assure the police that the eyeballs were not human, but instead harvested from cows. Tilbett said he had taken 30 cow eyeballs from Johnson Meats. That's actually kind of hilarious name for a slaughterhouse. Where he was employed as a meat cutter, and are you ready for this? And smuggled them off the premises in his rectum. The company won't let us take animal scraps home and instead toss them in the landfill, Tilbett said in the police report. They're a very wasteful company. We should be allowed to take scrap meat and other parts home. The company should start a green initiative. They don't even have recycling at the plant. Tilbett explained his actions. I enjoy eating bovine eyeballs, and smuggling them out in my colon was the only way I knew how to get them out without potentially getting caught or fired. Tilbett admitted to the police that he has been smuggling out eyeballs nearly every day for several months.
So wait a minute. The guy shoves up eyeballs up his ass and then eats them?
Yeah.
All right, continue.
Dude, wait, it gets better, Jim. There's an explanation for it. I put them in soups.
Alrighty.
Tilbett said. There's more. They're beneficial for erectile dysfunction, which I currently battle, but I also just like the texture and taste.
Alright.
Tilbett was arrested for driving under the influence, his blood alcohol content nearly 2 times higher than the legal limit. Tilbett also had several large carving knives concealed under his seat, which police potentially believe to be stolen from Johnson Meats after Tilbett said he'd never seen them. You can take the whole thing out, because apparently there was not a true story.
Nice.
But man, oh, if it was. I didn't read the whole fucking article.
Well, it would have been funny if it was a fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. And if the guy rolled down the window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTA.
What led you to realize that it wasn't a true story?
Because there's a thing at the end of the article that says, fact check, there was no truth to the above quoted story, which was just another piece of quote unquote satire from a fake news website. I wasted your time.
No, it's okay, because, I was going to ask a question, I guess, would be, was he under the influence of alcohol leaving work because the alcohol helped numb the pain of sticking the eyeballs up his ass?
I don't know. I wish they had included that part of the fake story.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Still, imagine if that was real.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem leaving this in. It's an interesting tale that someone weaved. The imagination to come up with that, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah. Now, that being said, God, this article is on, like, just, like, one of those websites where there's just a lot of, those weird, like, two vegetables that will melt your belly and arm fat overnight, or 27 celebrities who went so broke and ugly it's embarrassing. Just, like, bullshit like that. And, like, look at all this fungus growing on your toes and, I'm gonna get off this website.
Could you call it, maybe matzah eyeball soup?
Maybe. I guess, going with the whole theme of fake stories, I was reading this article on Thrillist a couple weeks ago, and it was the 100 craziest celebrity rumors of all time. Mm. And, I know you guys definitely know your fair share of pop culture, and you probably know some of these. I'm not going to read every single one of these, but some of them are actually pretty funny.
So a rumor about how Richard Gere stuck a gerbil up his ass.
Well,
the New Kids on the Block, the one guy had to have his stomach pumped.
I remember that.
They found semen in his stomach. Yeah.
That wasn't New Kids on the Block. That was Rod Stewart.
See, it just made its run. Yeah.
New Kids on the Block. It probably spanned generations.
Exactly.
The same story. Mikey, the Life Serial Kid, died.
From Pop Rocks or something?
From Pop Rocks, yep.
Well, it's funny because the number one story on here is the Richard Gere putting gerbils in his ass.
Okay.
But I don't know. I just thought I would throw out a couple and see if you guys had anything to say about them, if like you had heard them before or what you thought of them.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, they're kind of funny. So I'll just read out the numbers.
You hear the horn?
I did hear the horn.
Okay. It's starting to fade now.
We can wait till it leaves.
It's like the someone like is driving away with like a car alarm going off. It's starting to fade.
So fucking stupid.
Hold on.
Okay,
so these are all like celebrity rumors, huh?
Yeah, and I figured, you know, if you guys remember them, like, you know, from the rags back in the day or something like that. Some of them I definitely remember, so.
Wait, like implying that like we read like National Enquirer?
No, but I'm sure that like you guys remember seeing this shit on like, you know, television and whatnot.
Oh, okay.
So, like, for example, like number 100 is the Sex and the City quartet hates each other.
Did I say that again? The what?
Hey guys, the Sex and, like, the girls from Sex and the City all hate each other.
Oh, okay. That's a rumor?
Like, that's a rumor.
Okay.
This one's kind of weird. Michael Jackson is Dave Dave?
I don't even know what Dave Dave is.
So, there's an explanation on here. When Dave Dave, Dave Rothenberg, was a kid, his father doused him in kerosene and set him on fire. Michael Jackson paid for many of his surgeries. Now certain internet wackadoodles think that Michael Jackson is really alive and disguised as Dave Dave. This seems as likely as Jacko owning the Elephant Man's bones. So it's just like Michael Jackson is alive somewhere and
disguised, or
he is disguised as the burn victim. So Jennifer Lopez insured her butt.
I don't know how you could do that.
I think I may have heard that one before.
It says, after tabloids printed that Jennifer Lopez took out a $27 million policy on her famous backside, she had to go on late-night television to deny the rumor. However, after years of looking at it, many quote-unquote appraisers would probably give it a similar value.
Yeah, that's always like how like they say like guitar players like Eddie Van Halen say, have like a Lloyd's of London insurance policy on their hands.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Right.
I kind of thought this one was interesting. Kurt Schilling faked his infamous bloody sock.
That one's been bantered about.
That one's, I think it's been debunked.
Yeah. Yeah, I think most of that probably comes from people that are like New York Yankees fans.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, probably just like, you know, sour grapes over that they lost a series that they should have won. They were up by 3 games to nothing, and they ended up losing the series. And then, what, Boston went on to win the World Series that year, so.
Yep.
You know, I'm not a baseball fan, but, I mean, that kind of reeks of a little bit of sour grapes.
Oh, definitely. this one I always thought was funny, and I've heard this one before. Disney murdered Lindsay Lohan's twin.
What?
What?
Yeah. You guys haven't heard this?
Lindsay Lohan?
No.
So, everyone knows that young Lindsay Lohan made her big splash playing the dual roles of twins in the remake of The Parent Trap. Something she had a sister named Kelsey who acted alongside of her, and when it became obvious that Lindsay was the better actress, Disney killed her, not as talented sister. The proof is that Lindsay's had so many problems later in life because she feels responsible for her dead twin. Obviously, that's probably not true.
Yeah, it was the same character filmed twice.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
How about if they were splitting the roles early in life and, like, Kelsey Lohan was actually, like, the good girl, but Disney saw fit to kill her anyway because she was not as good of an actress?
That would be interesting.
Yeah, but then they, you know, it came back to haunt them because now Lindsay Lohan is a hot mess.
Yeah.
I don't mean hot like good looking. I just mean like a hot mess.
No, she is a hot mess. Jim might have heard this one. The members of the Wu-Tang Clan all had sex with a single groupie.
Oh, they're Eskimo brothers.
Yeah, there's nothing new about that. I don't know why that's a rumor. It probably did happen.
It's probably happened. That's probably happened multiple times. Are you kidding?
It says, on an episode of Divorce Court, a man accused his wife of sneaking backstage at a Wu-Tang concert and sleeping with the entire rap collective.
Now that I find the band's manager bullshit, because there's like 8 billion members of Wu-Tang Clan.
No, there's only 9.
I don't know.
That's possible.
No, dude, I read a whole thing about it, how like the number 9 like has a lot to do with like them, like their group and everything. It's
so only 9 members at a time, but there's been tons of members.
Oh yeah, but there's only 9 members in it right. at a time in the band. When the band's manager posted a picture of the episode on Instagram, Method Man denied that it happened. I would have spotted her and said, "Which one of you bitches brought the chaperone?" He wrote. She's clearly an older thought. Ouch.
Hmm.
Let's see. What else we got on here? Oh, this is a good one. Mick Jagger had an unorthodox Mars bar. In 1967, cops busted a party at Keith Richards' Redlands and, according to legend, found Mick Jagger performing Cunnilingus, famously an unknown term by some people you went on a cruise with, Mike, correct?
Oh, shit, yeah. Yeah, and
I'm calling back a long time ago, but
You are. You're calling back a couple of years ago. Yeah, like on the cruise ship, we went to see the comedy show, and the comedian referred to oral sex as cunnilingus, and there was two women behind us that did not know what that term meant, which was kind of a sad state of affairs.
Well, anyway, basically, the cops came in and found Jagger going down on his then-girlfriend, Marion Faithful, by eating a Mars bar out of...
Her Hoochie Coochie?
Her Hoochie Coochie. While the raid happened, the Mars bar bit is a fabrication, one that Marion Faithful swears Jagger picked up during his stint in prison.
So you know who Marion Faithful is, right?
Yeah, I know who she is.
She's the woman that did that... the one Metallica song.
The Memory Remains.
Yeah. So something could like you that. Imagine? Well, Mick Jagger is going down on her with a Mars bar.
Wow. Like, very, very, very strange voice.
That's all. As soon as you said Marianne Faithful, it's all like deer in my head.
Is that fucking Metallica song? The memory remains.
The Mars bar remains.
The Mars, but it didn't. According to that story, it didn't remain very long.
Yeah, because eventually.
Why would you want that in there? It got all melty and ugh.
People like food and sex.
I know they. Speaking of sex, allegedly Mae West used semen as a de-aging cream.
Hmm.
Huh. But, that's not true.
You said allegedly.
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 Have you guys ever heard any of the rumors about Mr. Rogers?
No.
Well, allegedly, Mr. Rogers killed 150 people as a Marine sniper. But he didn't.
Hmm.
I heard this whole story once about how Mr. Rogers was in, like, World War II, and, like, he killed a bunch of people, so... But he was never in the Marine.
I heard he killed, like, 150 puppets.
Nice.
This one's pretty funny. Larry King kept a fan under his desk to blow away farts.
Well, that Welch's grape juice that he was drinking, I'm not surprised.
Call the former CNN interviewer a gas bag, but it might be more true than you know. Internet message boards were alight with the tales of King cutting the cheese and forgetting to pass the crackers. One even claimed that he kept the fan under his desk so the guests wouldn't get a whiff of his flashlight. So I guess he was pretty well known for farting on TV. Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you, if he was a real asshole, he would have just had the fan blowing at them.
Yeah, this one is weird. Steven Yeun played Short Round from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. That's, like, clearly not true. And also, like, kind of racist. Actually, it's really racist.
Wow. Yeah. Would he even be old enough?
I don't think so.
That just deserves some fact-checking, doesn't it?
It just doesn't make any sense.
Steven Yeun was born in 1983.
Oh, yeah, then that doesn't make any sense.
No, not at all.
All right, you guys probably have heard this one. Paul McCartney died in 1966.
Yep. Yeah, I've heard that one.
So there's a rumor going on that in 1969, those who weren't engaged in the summer love were coming up with theories that the Beatles member was a fraud, replacing the real Paul McCartney, who Jesus, Jim doesn't have a fan near him.
You guys heard that?
Yeah.
This mic's really good, Mike.
Replacing the real Paul McCartney, who died 3 years earlier. This seemed to be explained by the lyrics and symbolism on the Abbey Road record art. There was even a snippet of the song Revolution 9 that said Paul is dead when played backwards. Well, I think he's alive.
Oh, just live and let die.
Oh.
Let's see. The CIA killed John Lennon. Nancy Reagan was great at oral sex. Kind of weird.
Yeah, why would that even be a thing?
I would have to ask.
Like, unless Ron went around bragging about it.
This one's really funny. Cal Ripken almost missed a record-setting game because he was busy beating up Kevin Costner. At 2,632, Cal Ripken holds the record for most consecutive pro baseball games played in a row, though the shortstop nearly flubbed the run during a 97 Orioles-Mariners face-off. Ripken was scheduled to miss the game, but a lighting malfunction at Camden Yards caused a cancellation. Rumor has it the quote-unquote malfunction was an intentional shady move to keep the streak alive, and that Ripken didn't make it to the game that night because he caught Bull Durham star Kevin Costner in bed with his wife. The two are close friends, but since that infamous night, rumor busters proved that Ripken was actually elsewhere at the park that night.
Mm.
Interesting. Elvis is alive. Tupac is alive. Courtney Love killed Kurt Cobain. That could very well be true. Andy Kaufman faked his own death. Cher removed ribs to slim down. Marilyn Manson removed ribs so he could suck his own dick. Lady
God, Gaga. I think they've had that rumor about multiple people.
Yeah, Lady Gaga has a penis. I don't think she has a penis. Let's see. So many of these are just like they're gay. Like people are gay lovers.
Well, I think the most famous one was David Bowie and Mick Jagger.
I think that's on here.
I don't doubt it.
All right, we're into the... Phil Collins' In the Air Tonight is about the night he watched his friend die. It's actually not. John Hamm has an enormous dick.
Well, so does... who is it? Benedict Cumberbatch and...
And Patrick Stewart and...
Liam Neeson? Neeson?
Yeah.
Jim knows all about Liam Neeson's cock, doesn't he?
All right, there we go. Top 10. Kim Kardashian has butt implants.
I was going to say that.
This one always blew my mind. Jamie Lee Curtis was born a hermaphrodite.
That actually, I think, is fairly common, isn't it?
It's just so weird. Oh, this one. Stevie Nicks blew cocaine up her butt.
Impossible.
I've heard that one. But
haven't they? Don't they say that it's it enhances it or something like that because it makes it into the bloodstream faster or something like that?
It's something like that, but that allegedly is not true. Let's see.
I mean, as much as they were in like the drug scene and everything, like that band, it wouldn't surprise me.
No, it wouldn't surprise me either, but it's not true. And then the top two. Rod Stewart once had a gallon of semen pumped out of his stomach, and Richard Gere put a gerbil up his butt. Oh, hey, Grandma. Good night.
That's another classic Dylan moment.
I had to roll with that one. Oh, man. You know, it's funny. I didn't see the David Bowie... Mick Jagger one. I thought it was in here, though.
Oh, God.
That was funny.
Was she really there?
She was. She came in to say goodnight.
And that's what she walked in, dude.
So, well, those are my, that's my contribution for the night.
Well, hopefully we'll get a little bit more out of you.
the one I want to bring up, and I don't know if you guys heard this, I think this is like one of the most weird conspiracy theories that went around a little bit, I think, middle of last year, that the Katy Perry's really JonBenet Ramsey.
Oh, that was on there. I saw that on there.
Yeah, that one blows my mind.
That's a really weird
What's thing. Weird is, I mean, it's all, like, the timing fits, but I don't think it's anything more than a conspiracy theory, but...
Well, I don't think it is either.
Now, Tupac being alive, that's probably true.
He is probably. Alive? So is Elvis alive
too? Elvis, Tupac, Jerry Garcia. Trying to think of who else. They all live on an island together. Whenever they run out of weed, they bring in somebody else.
Andy Kaufman.
Yeah. Andy Kaufman. So is, what's his name?
They got to be in the Cool Kids Club to get invited, though.
Is Kurt Cobain still alive? Fuck no. Or was his head destroyed too?
You know what? I really wouldn't be surprised, though, if, like, that one that you said.
No.
No, Kurt Cobain rumor.
Oh, that Courtney.
I don't think it's true, but I wouldn't be shocked if they, like, came out and was like, new evidence found.
I wouldn't be surprised either. She's a fucking loon.
But yeah, you want some good entertainment, though. Read up on the Tupac still being alive conspiracy theory. My favorite one is...
Well, but he is alive in hologram.
Yeah, my favorite one is that Tupac got killed on September 7th, 1996. But there's a picture of him and Suge Knight together September 8th, 1996. Remember how cameras used to date the pictures, like, as part of the camera? Because yeah. It's not possible that some dumbass had the wrong date in there.
Like, oh, well, like, the like it could have been, what if it was set ahead of date?
That's what I'm saying.
That could be.
Or someone never bothered to set a period.
No, because...
That does seem like a little, like, too convenient, though.
What?
It just seems weird that there's that picture that exists.
What, the day...
It could also
the day like, after?
Yeah, it could also be. It could also be.
Fake. Well, this was the time before all that stuff. Yeah, I mean, yeah, somebody could edit it from back then, but I just think it's somebody set the date wrong on the camera. It's one day difference.
Like they accidentally set it
yeah.
on a day. That's your explanation for why.
Yes, I mean that does some.
That's
yeah,
what I was saying. I thought you were saying that it was. That
oh no, no! I think somebody just set it the wrong day. I mean. Who, I mean, hey, dude, what day is it? Oh, it's September 2nd. Not realizing it's not, you know.
Yeah, because we don't all have our fucking phones to just pull out and be like, oh, it's March.
You got to figure this is 21 years ago, too.
I know. So,
yeah, exactly. But I think the phone was set wrong. There's a lot of...
Or even
the... Or not the phone. The date on the camera was set wrong.
They realize, like, oh, shit, I set it to the wrong date. Well, I don't want to go through all those settings.
Exactly. Yep, because it wasn't two clicks. It was a pain in the dick to change stuff back then.
Yeah.
So because of somebody's sheer laziness, we now have this, like, ridiculous, you know, conspiracy.
Well, that's just one of the examples people love to cite. I mean, there's some other...
I mean, it's just...
More conspiracy theories with... that have hold a little bit more weight to them, but...
Oh,
like, the one that I think's weird is, like, the CIA actually... tweeting that they don't know where Tupac is. That one's weird. Oh, supposedly his mother's never claimed the insurance money on his life insurance or whatever. And who knows if that's true or not. If it is true, there's a probably... I mean, because if she claimed the money and he was alive and he ever came back, I'm pretty sure that's a felony or some major no-no.
Oh, you're saying, like, she hasn't claimed it because he's still alive.
Correct. Yeah, that's another one that... Gotcha. I mean, again, unless Afeni Shakur or somebody came out and said, yes, that's true, how are people going to know whether it was claimed or not?
Right.
So, who knows? But that would be one hell of a fucking a snow job, though, if, like, 5 years from now he came back and popped out an album and been like, motherfuckers, I'm back.
You went, hey, man. I'm back.
With Pitbull.
Hey, man.
Him and Pitbull go on tour together. Hey, man. That's Tupac. I'm going to go on tour.
God. Everybody would... I can totally see the headlines. It's like Tupac's alive, and he's touring with the last person you'd expect him to.
Pitbull. I'll tell you what, the best concert for me in the world, Mike probably knows what it would be.
NWA?
No, that would be awesome, but two groups together, one opening act, or one, you know, sharing headline.
Oh, gosh.
Come on, we've been to one. We just talked about the other.
Guns N' Roses, probably. Yep. And, Sepultura.
No, Tupac together in one concert.
Sepultura.
Sepultura.
Well, we talked about them earlier. Is that how
Sepultura.
You
Sepultura.
No, it is a...
Sepultura.
Is it really?
I just was like, what? I mean, I've kind of alternatively said it as, like, Sepultura or Sepultura. Hmm. But I don't think it's pronounced Sepultura.
You do or don't?
Sometimes I do.
I don't know. That's all I've always heard.
I think it's pronounced Sepultura. I think it's pronounced Sepultura. Yeah.
Well, you want to talk about a not-in-this-lifetime tour, that would be the not-in-this-lifetime
Bingo,
tour.
But
because you're probably not going to get Tupac and Guns N' Roses on the same tour.
That would be awesome, though.
I wonder, we're going to go see Guns N' Roses again.
Yeah, right? August, again? Right?
Yeah, I wonder if we'll actually get to see the
opening. Yeah, and hopefully we don't go. Yeah, we got to eat safe food this time.
We got to eat safe food, and we got to make sure that there's no speakers blocking our seats.
Yeah, definitely.
And just make sure there's a shitter really close by for Jim.
Yeah, I went like 3 or 4 times.
So no like excessively hot buffalo.
Yeah, exactly. That and that's
you can get buffalo, but they got to be like mild or something.
Jim, you can juice everything.
Dude, I still I mean Michael laughed because he was there, but dude, I so didn't want to go have to go shit that like I was pinching my cheek so hard that like I was my brow was sweating and I'm like oh and I'm like brushing the sweat off my brow and.
Dude, I am so. I'm sure you had like your lower lip was by curling up over your top lip, and you were like getting all beady.
At one point, I remember clenching my cheek so bad, I was sweating. You know how like when you really got a shit and you're holding it, your like whole body punishes you. I was in that mode, and I remember at one point, like I had my lip underneath my top teeth, like biting down on it, like not hard, but like just in like my bottom lip inside my mouth, like with my top teeth out on top of it, kind of like.
Jim, I'm gonna send you a Snapchat of what I imagine you look like.
Okay.
Poor Jim.
Oh Jesus Christ! Because like. I just remember, like, I noticed you with the fucking lower lip thing on the fucking cruise, and I was like, what are you doing? And you're like, what do you mean, what am I doing? I'm like, why is your lower lip
going? My answer was probably, I could add to shit. They're pretty close, Dylan, here, let me send you the real deal.
Oh my god, this is too fucking funny. Oh, you took a Snapchat, or a screenshot of it.
Oh yeah.
Jim's like, here, let me show you the real thing. Fucking, like, turn your camera on, he's taking a dump. Well, don't do that again, Jim. Don't go pooping your brains out.
Yeah, I sent it to you guys on Facebook. Yeah, because my brow's sweating.
And you're just like wiping it down or like punching.
No, I'm like wiping my forehead.
Is he rocking out to Rocket Queen, or is he trying to hold in a shit? You be the judge.
The best part of
it could be.
It very well could be, because it does look like I could be rocking out. The best part of any concert I've ever been to, though, is the other people around you. Not that I'm normal by any means, but those chicks that were fucking into it, Mike. That had to have been the funniest part of the concert.
Oh, like the old lady that was like during You Could Be Mine. She had the like the bicycle or the motorcycle handlebars. Yep. That was. As soon as you started talking about it, that's what it reminded. Like I started thinking back about her.
But every concert,
because she was really.
Oh hell yeah! But every concert I've ever been to, there's always that one person around you that is just so fucking into it. It's cool. Don't get me wrong. I'm not making fun of her, but even though it was funny, that they're that into it that they don't fucking care about shit. They're like, I'm gonna fucking handlebar this motherfucker song, and nobody's gonna fucking say shit about it because I'm in my zone.
It was like when I went to go see Sabbath at the Garden, and there were all those characters there.
I mean, I was totally rocking out, but in my own way.
Yeah, I just never, I don't know, I've never gotten into, like, the whole going crazy at concerts. Like, I've always enjoyed them, but I've never been, like, you know.
I've done it a couple of times, but for the most part, it's just been, like, now it's just, like, just hang out and watch the shit.
Like, I want to really enjoy it, the whole experience and the atmosphere, not, you know, fucking go crazy. Although I would have totally loved being down in the pit if they were giving us those tickets.
I don't like the pit anymore.
Well, no, this is like the private pit type thing that Jim was aiming for.
I thought we did score for a second too, and then that guy came back with the other ones. But either way, it was good. Yeah. Could you imagine us being down there and be having a shit?
Oh god.
Oh my god.
Oh, that would have been priceless.
Jim's just running down the football field looking for a shitter.
He's like, he's like, got both hands clutched to his fucking ass crack. He's like, woo, no!
That would have been something. That would have been amazing. Did you guys want to take a look at this Facebook thing?
Do we still have the link?
Sure.
Yeah, I do. I've saved it on my phone. Because I knew we had one more round of it to go, I think.
Number 21. Game on. The sun has fallen out of orbit. Or here, I should probably do it different. Number 21. Game on. The sun is...
Wait, do we need to intro this segment?
Oh, I guess we should, huh? So we're going to finish the epic Facebook posts and epic fails.
It's Facebook Theater.
Yes, Facebook Theater.
It's Facebook Theater.
It's our last outing with Facebook Theater.
Yeah, we'll probably.
We know y'all.
This is the final run.
Yes.
So.
It's the final countdown.
All right, number 21. Game on. The sun has fallen out of orbit and is about to collide with the Earth. Your only hope to survive is to take cover in a bomb shelter. There are two shelters left, with one space in each. A. Shelter full of Call of Duty players. B. Shelter full of Halo players. Which shelter do you choose to save your life?
I really kind of feel like maybe Jim and E.T. the E-Man and Henry and Ducky and Sean. Maybe have had this discussion before.
Probably very similar discussions.
I kind of feel like this is art imitating one, in a way.
I guess I'll be the first responder. Halo.
Oh, this is literally the most stupid premise I have ever heard for an apocalypse scenario. First of all, the sun has fallen out of orbit. Are we tight? Man, that's
horrible. That old sneeze.
It's supposed to be, are we talking? But it's, are we taking? First of all, the sun has fallen out of orbit. Are we taking about some sort of pre-Galileo cosmic death here? The Earth orbits the sun, not the other way around. Second of all, I would like to shake the hand of the man that can invent a bomb shelter that can withstand the freaking sun crashing into the Earth. Third of all, I'm assuming these Call of Duty...
the way the word, the all is written kind of matched the way you said that, too. It's like, ow!
This is just so fucking long. Third of all, I'm assuming these Call of Duty and or Halo players are as annoying, vulgar, foul 12-year-olds. So I would definitely prefer to stand out in the open with arms outstretched, waiting for the sun to destroy me, rather than live out the rest of my day with people like that. Ah.
And then some fucking chap comes on and goes, "Post of the day!"
Jesus Christ, man, that was a lot of word salad there.
Yep.
I don't know. That guy just comes off as a fucking douche.
He reminds me of some dude named Rick.
Yeah, well.
Oh.
There you go.
Man, oh. I was waiting for... I was holding that the whole time I was reading all of that. Oh my god.
And truth be told, if I had to pick between the two, I might go with Halo. Because I used to play Call of Duty, and it was
better out than in, I always say. And I agree, I would pick Halo players.
I played Call of Duty, but like I'd always play like the single player missions, and that's all I would go into. I'd never played online because I don't like playing games online.
Jim, the next one's not a video. That's a fucking advertisement.
What?
No, that picture. The picture of the guy tank top.
I saw this thing and there's like this Discover card thing and I'm like, what? That's a video.
No, it's part of it. So,
okay.
Number 22 is called Just Browsing, and I'll describe the picture. So it's got a guy in the forefront with his eyes closed, kind of like with his head down, just tilted a little bit, like with his hands in a praying stance, with like his mm-hmm. nose leaning on his fingers, kind of like praying or whatever. And in the background, kind of a little blurry, is a lady, I'm guessing his girlfriend, wife, whatever, on the laptop looking at it. And the title says, "When a Guy Has a Broken Heart."
Do you have a broken heart? Who's gonna be the voice of the guy?
Well, Jim is typically the.
I'm gonna be the concerned citizen. So I'll say it again. Do you have a broken heart?
No, with two O's. But it happens like this.
You can't count either.
And then I do this third response?
Yeah.
This guy doesn't have a broken heart. He's praying his girlfriend doesn't check his web history. Waka waka.
Waka waka. What happened?
I just read the next
okay. one. All right, so number 23, New York, New York.
You gotta read this in like a... Or fucking I'll read this one. Goodbye, America. Hello, New York.
New York is in America.
What? That's not actually there.
That.
Oh, my God. Who's that dumb?
Oh, there's people out there. This one's good. All right, number 24, mapping it out. I need Google in my brain and antivirus in my heart.
And Photoshop on your face. Zing.
Ba-dum-tsh. All right, number 25, a low note.
Oh, this one has a name.
It's Captain Chubby says.
No, it's not Captain Chubby. It's Captain Cubby.
I said Captain, not Captain.
Jim read what he wanted. Or yeah. Somebody wanted to
so read. So Captain Chubby posts.
That's Jim's moniker on all of the online forums that he doesn't talk to.
Yeah, exactly.
That might be the name of this episode is Captain Chubby.
Captain Chubby.
All right, so Captain Cubby posts, "You know you're a musician when all of your profile pictures of your friends in the top, like, eight are them with guitars or violins. Lol."
No, that's how you know your friends are musicians.
Bazinga!
Oh, because I was like, that doesn't make sense, but then I'm like, it does make sense.
Lex is a bit of a bitch.
A little bit.
All
right. We're moving on to the last page.
Yep. Number 6 of 6 page. Number 26. Shake, 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 shake it off. I feel like Taylor Swift writes her songs based on my life.
And then her dad writes, "Yep, I just heard Empty the Dishwasher and the Cat Box every night without bitching about it. Catchy tune." Oh my God. Sounds like something my friend's dad would write.
All right, 27. Go Gawk?
Guak. It's like short for guacamole.
Oh, okay. Go Guak.
What did you call it? Go Gawk.
Go Gawk.
That would be a good one, too. Go Gawk.
Okay. Pretend you're God. And if you're an atheist, pretend he exists. You get 1 minute to speak to every single person in the world inside their head. What do you say? How do you change the world? Go.
Mike, you be Nathan.
I'd tell them all Chipotle is giving away free burritos, which would cause riots, which would really piss off Mac's girlfriend who works there. I hate her. I hate that bitch.
Wow. What a Sarge. Hey, he didn't say that last part.
He just added on.
Oh, wow. Nathan's a Sarge.
Yeah, I felt like a bitch needed to be added on to that.
Just because it was so petty to begin with.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Okay, number 28, Roid Rage. Again, another picture. It says...
But it's more of a drawing.
Okay, I see what you're saying. It's a graphic. So it has a picture of, like, typically what you'd see on a bathroom stall for a man, and underneath it says your boyfriend. And then it has, next to that, a picture of a guy, like, in the Arnold pose, like, with his arms up, like Dylan Gonzalez pose, but really ripped. And it says me underneath it.
And then Clive says, "So in other words, the boyfriend is a cool guy looking decent, well-mannered, while you are a steroid-fed douchebag looking like he's trying too hard to show you off." And then Clive burped.
Nice.
Also, Nico Sana liked this. That was okay.
It was decent. All right, number 29, TMI. Can someone please put up next week's timetable? I'm having trouble getting it up.
You know what I'm saying?
That was posted by Jim's Barbecue.
No, the response is, I'll let Mike do it.
I'd say Viagra would work better than a timetable in fairness. I didn't really read that well.
You gotta read it like Bob Dole.
Bob Dole?
Remember Bob Dole? Like he was taking.
Yeah, I remember Bob Dole.
I'd say Viagra works better than a timetable in all fairness.
Would I need to hold a pen in my hand that doesn't work? Ooh.
Bob Dole says Viagra work better than timetable in fairness. Bob Dole.
I'd say that Viagra would work better than a timetable in fairness.
Bob Dole.
Bob Dole says that.
This last one's pretty good. All right, number 30, family ties.
I couldn't possibly be happier right now. For the first time in my life, a girl told me that she loves me.
What the fuck voice was that?
I don't know, it was kind of
me talking into the Coke can.
Art! Mom's great.
Ba-doom-tsh.
Oh, it is kind of funny.
The mom ones usually are pretty good.
All right, well, I hope everybody enjoyed Facebook Theater. I think it was fun. I think it had its moments.
Mystery Facebook Theater.
Yeah, there were some good ones in there. Some of them were flops, but...
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? If you're not trying something out, then what are you doing?
True that.
I have a concert story.
Dude. Concert stories.
Yeah, it was a good concert story.
Oh, yeah?
So, on Saturday, I went... All right, I guess I'll back it up a little bit. So, I was at the Starland Ballroom in Sayreville, New Jersey, back in December, and I saw that there was this heavy metal band playing Overkill, which was a thrash metal band from the 80s. You guys might have heard of Overkill at some point.
Yeah.
So, they're actually from New Jersey, which is kind of cool. And... You know, I kind of, you know, I knew who they were, but I didn't really think twice about it. And my coworker Tim, he's a wine specialist that I work with. He's got a lady, you know, his partner, girlfriend, whatever, and her son is obsessed with heavy metal and like mostly from like the 80s era thrash. So he's really into like Metallica and Slayer and Anthrax and Exodus and shit like that.
Oh, good for him.
You know, we were talking, my coworker and I were talking about the show. We were both like, oh yeah, it'd be cool if we could go or whatever, blah, blah, blah. So then my coworker Tim approached me and says, hey, Dylan, do you want to go see Overkill on Saturday? And I was like, maybe? Why? He's like, well, you know, my lady's son, you know, who I've met him, he's a cool kid, is going, and I know you like heavy metal. Do you want to go? Like, you know, hey, you know, can you take him down? And I was like, I guess maybe. And he's like, I'll buy you a ticket. I'll give you gas money.
Give you roadhead.
I'll whatever you guys want to do for dinner. I'll give you money for that. And I was like, and then I, you know, I basically just thought about it for like an hour. And I just said, yeah, fuck it. Why not? I'll go. So, you know, go through work, do what I need to do, leave a little bit early, and go, you know, pick up the kid. He actually lives in the same town as me, which was kind of convenient. So, you know, pick him up, got some money from Tim, and got the tickets, and, you know, pick him up. We drive down, we go to the show. It started at, like, 6 o'clock, so there were 7 bands at this fucking show.
Holy shit!
And we missed the first band, so there were 6 bands that I saw. I was there from like about 6:30 until about I think 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my god, that's a fucking festival, dude!
It was crazy how long it was. I mean, I had a good time. Like all the bands were really fucking good, and like Overkill was really really cool, and like.
you know, the kid's a lot younger than me. He's like 17, I think. So I felt like I needed to watch him, you know? So we like go down, you know, we watch one van from the back, and then we go kind of down into the pit, and I'm like, I'm not going in the fucking pit, dude. I'm not metal enough to go in the pit. You know, I like my metal, but, you know, I wear glasses. I'm not looking to get the shit kicked out of me. So he's like, well, I'm going in the pit. I'm like, all right, I'll be right here. And then I had some other friends that were actually at the show, too. So I went to go talk to them, and I'm like, I should really be down there. I should be, like, watching after him, whatever. And then the other band goes on, and this fucking giant pit opens up. And I look down, and I see this fucking kid, and he's like, you know, he's, like, way taller than me, too. It blows my mind. He's, like, 17, and he's, like, 7 inches taller than me. It's crazy. And I'm like, ah, fuck it, he's fine. So he's, like, running around, you know, he's having a good old time. And he, like, came out of the pit for a minute just to, like, go to the bathroom, and then he went back in. And, you know, we're just, like, watching the bands and having a good time. I didn't drink anything because I was on my best behavior. And finally the show fucking ends at, like, you know, 12:45, something like that. But we didn't leave because, you know, you park in a lot, you gotta wait for everyone else to get out. So I was letting the traffic clear out a little bit. Uh-huh. Side note, the picture that I posted on Instagram of the headliner, Overkill, was actually used by the venue, and they credited me for the picture.
Huh.
As like their picture of the night to show the band, and that picture was further retweeted or, you know, re-Instagrammed, whatever you want to say, you know, reused by a local radio station that plays heavy metal all the time. So I was like, hey, that's kind of cool. I'm kind of glad I went because I'm getting a little, you know, little recognition out there.
Yeah.
So we finally leave, you know, we get back, and I got home at like 1:45. By the time I got into bed, it was like 2:00 in the morning. And I totally forgot about daylight savings. So I'm saying to myself, oh, awesome. I'm going to get like 6.5 hours of sleep before I have to get up and go to New York the next day. And my phone keeps saying 5.5. I'm like, why is this happening? And I said, you know what? Fuck it. I don't care. I'm just going to bed. Well, I woke up the next day, and man, I felt like somebody put like a fuzzy blanket over my face. I was just like, oh, I'm so tired. It's so hot in here. Oh, why is this? And that's when I realized, oh, daylight savings. Oh, yes, I was talking exactly like this. So, but you know what? It was a good concert experience regardless, except for the fact that I was exhausted by the end of it.
Exhausted?
I was tired.
You were tired, huh, Dylan?
Oh, I was so tired. Like, we were like maybe like 6 minutes away from home, and I was just like so sleepy. Like, I was yawning constantly and just like, and like, you know, the head was bobbing. He's like, are you tired? I'm like, Yeah. But I'm gonna let it go.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm gonna get your ass home.
Yeah, man.
But it was fun. I had a good time.
Awesome. If you guys want to, we can do another rousing segment of Insecurities.
Let's do it.
But Liz style.
Liz style.
If you recall, we had those Liz questions to ask. Okay, you ready, Dylan?
I am. I've got my Terrapin Moo-Hoo chocolate milk stout.
Oh, nice. But da da da. Insecurities with Dylan, Jim, and Mike. The Liz edition.
Sounds like you said the Liz edition.
Yeah, it actually did. You know what? You need to have her do one.
Yeah, we tried that the last time, and she said no.
Oh, remember? That's right.
Remember, I left the room, and I was like...
Liz doesn't actually like the podcast.
I think she does. I think she likes that we do it. I don't think she necessarily wants to be as involved in it as we are. Maybe when those fat paychecks start rolling in with it.
Yeah, right?
You get on that.
I'm on it.
Yeah, you're our hookup. Man, this is really quite delicious.
All right. So you ready? You ready, young Dylan?
I'm ready.
All right. Question number 8. Night out or night in?
Ooh, that's tough.
It is. And There's parts of a night out that I can definitely value. Like if I'm going to see, like what, like you just said, you know, like if I'm going to see like some fun show, like a concert or whatever, and there's a really good band playing. Like, a couple weekends ago, I saw a band at, Three Heads. It was this, woman named Danielle Ponder and her band, The Tomorrow People. And it was an amazing, like funk, blues, R&B, soul show. And it was just ridiculously awesome. If I'm going to do something like that and seeing like an amazing band of like that ilk, then I'm totally night out. But there's part of me that also values a great night in, you know, where I'm just kind of just chilling out, you know, hanging out at home, you know, chilling out, relaxing.
Max and all cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Some people outside of the school.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely, like, I, you know what, I would probably say that, like, I do really enjoy going out. It probably has to do with me being, you know, a little bit younger than you guys and, you know, going out with my friends and or going to concerts and stuff like that. You know, I love checking out new bars in New York City and, like, you know, if I can, like, go to a brewery on the way somewhere, what have you, you know, I do love all that shit, but, you know, at the same time, I have nothing against, you know, chilling at home and picking out a good couple of beers from the stash and, you know, throwing them back. It's tough. It's a tough decision.
You go to the stash to get beers?
I mean, you're kind of...
Yeah, the secret stash, 35 Broad Street, Red Bank, New Jersey.
Not that stash. Yeah, like down, you know, down in the basement or whatever, so... But, yeah, I don't know. It's tough because, I mean, you kind of are spending money one way or another because it's like, well, I spent money on beer to fucking, like, bring home a drink and I'm just sitting on it now. But so, I don't know. I do like going out, though. I think I'm, you know, are you guys doing anything for, well, Mike, I might ask you, are you guys doing anything for St. Paddy's Day?
Yeah, I'm not doing anything for St. Patrick's Day. I mean, I'm out of town and I'll be out of town for the weekend. But, considering where I'm at, I'll probably go, you know, tour around some areas that I've never been to, like specifically Nashville. I've never been to Nashville, so I might take a little bit of a day trip and, you know, seek out some breweries and some local food and whatnot. I've gotten some good recommendations of some places to hit up, you know, in that area. So I'll probably check those out and see what I can see, you know.
So, like, when I used to travel for work, I used to love going to different places, just for exactly what you were saying. I loved going and seeing different places, experiencing new stuff. But, I mean, as you guys know, I love food. So, if a night out involves food...
Yeah, I mean, part of me, I'm kind of solitary as that goes. So, like, I'm by myself. So, part of me, I don't mind doing that. But another part of me, I'm like, do I really want to, you know, go to some bar and be by myself? I kind of hem and haw about it sometimes.
Right.
See, I do that shit all the time. I go to places all the time by myself.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, one of the things, I mean, you're kind of talking about it, was like a night in or night out. That's might be one of the things I regretted about, like, on the last cruise, that I didn't, you know, maybe take advantage of some of the nightlife a little bit more and maybe go to... go see some of the shows. And, you know, I kind of regret not seeing, like, some of the musical acts and some of the comedy shows and, you know, just, you know, experiencing all of that stuff, you know, because I kind of really didn't. Kind of just, you know, we had dinner and I'd go, like, most of the nights I just went back to the room and
go almost like right to bed. You should turn it up at least one night, Mike, on the next cruise.
I don't necessarily mean turn it up, but I mean just maybe stay up and experience more of that stuff.
I'm just saying.
Just go out and, you know.
I had a good time exploring the nightlife on the cruise last
week. I heard you did. Know what I'm saying?
Past couple of months.
Oh, I know what you're saying, Jim. But, you know, I mean, there's so many bands and stuff and comedy and all sorts of things just going on those ships, you know? And, you know, there's so much stuff to experience. I mean, I know the one night we did go and, we hung out in the hot tubs for, what, like an hour or two, I think?
Well,
and that was fun.
I,
And you went to that late, that like epic rock performance thing, which was kind of like, which was like really silly.
Well, we went two nights in a row. Actually, I went to the epic rock thing, and that was all right. I mean, Paul and I enjoyed it, and I mean, some of the costumes and stuff were a little, you know, schlocky, but I mean, it was what it was. I mean, if you go in realizing that it's going to be kind of
over the top for entertainment value, basically.
Yeah.
But there really wasn't everything.
You know, if you go and realize that, I mean, it is what it is. But then, I mean, we also went to the, Liz and I went to the Cubano show, like, the night before that. That was really good.
Yeah, everything on the...
And, like, the band was...
The cruise, though, excellent. Like you just said, I mean, everything was enjoyable. There wasn't anything that was really bad. I mean, it was...
Speaking more to, like, the night out thing, after the long day of whatever we were doing, like, maybe going and experiencing some of the night out stuff, and that's part of what I maybe regret not doing on that the last time. Like, I didn't do as much of that as I would have maybe wanted to.
Gotcha.
Of course, I mean, that goes two ways, you know, because if I went to bed, it was because I was tired.
Tired.
Yeah, you weren't burning the candle at both ends like I was.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
Is that what you call it?
Anyway, I think both have their merits, to get it back to what we were originally talking about. Jim, you need to answer the question.
I did.
I think Jim's probably a night in kind of guy.
It all depends on what's going on. If there's food involved, I like it.
Yeah.
If there's food and good times, he's in.
Yeah, I'll do. I'll pretty much do anything. If there's, as long as there's something going out, like, I don't ever just go out just for the sake of going, hey, I'm bored, I'm just going to go out and see what's going on. Never.
As long as there's something going on. Oh.
Jim usually does have something going out, and it's usually out of his rectum.
No, I was going to say my belly button, but... Yeah. like you said, your example with, like, Three Head or whatever. I mean, like, if you know, somebody or one of my buddies were like, hey, you know, you want to go with me here or whatever? I'd be like, sure, let's go. But if somebody was like, hey, let's take off. Let's go see what's popping. Like, nah, I'm not going anywhere.
Well, because there's no destination. You know what I mean? Like, here's a good example. So, like, this Friday, I'm trying to line up plans to go out for St. Paddy's Day. Because, like, I have not celebrated St. Patrick's Day in, like, probably 3 or 4 years. You know? So I kind of want to go out, whatever. I'm not closing. I'm getting out of work earlier than normal. I'm going in late the next day. So I just texted my buddy, and I texted like 3 people, and I said, hey, what are you guys doing on Friday? My one buddy was like, I think we're going out locally. I'll let you know Friday. I'm like, dude, whatever. Sounds good. He's like, all right, cool. First car bombs on me. Which apparently that's like not that popular of a phrase anymore, Irish car bomb, but whatever.
Yeah, I haven't gotten into that whole thing.
Go out and do something on a Friday. Sure. You know, like, I don't want to just come home and just be like, well, here I am on a Friday by myself, drinking by myself, you know? I'd rather just go out and at least have a couple of beers and then just be like, all right, it's midnight, time to go to bed.
Yeah, I don't mind going out where...
Friday always...
Oh, sorry, Mike. I was going to say, I don't mind going out if there's drinking involved, but I've never liked drinking holidays, like New Year's Eve, St. Patrick's Day. It's just like...
Thanksgiving Eve
is like the biggest drinking night of the year.
Oh, dude, I had such a good Thanksgiving Eve last year. See, I like all that stuff, but again, like, I'm a lot younger than you guys.
But even when I was your age, I didn't like any of that stuff. Now, if I went out...
Yeah, but that's because you don't like... That's because you don't like...
No, I would...
I like drinking.
Like, if my buddies went out or somebody was like, hey, you know, a couple of us are going drinking, you want to go hang out, I'd go. And most of the time, I'd drive if I did. But just the whole going out, like, on the nights where, you know, partying and drinking was going on, I just never got into it.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of it.
And sometimes, I don't know, maybe it's just me being an old fuddy-duddy. It's like, you know, asking for trouble.
Yeah, I was thinking about it, because, I mean, the St. Patrick's Day parade...
I fucking hate parades.
You don't like the Thanksgiving Day parade?
I'm not a big fan of parades.
I hate parades, dude. They're fucking lame. Whatever.
But much to the disagreement of many, like, after all the weather issues that we had, like, during the week last week, the St. Patrick's Day parade of Rochester was held this past Saturday. And yeah, I mean, there's thousands of people without power and
they still choose to have it.
The people working for the utility company are out there, you know, busting their asses. A lot of the, what the fuck do they call them? Like the, you know, police and fire department services and whatnot are all busting their asses trying to, you know, make sure people are safe and everything. And they still saw fit to have that parade anyway, this past weekend, as opposed to maybe rescheduling it. St. Patrick's Day is not till, like you said, Dylan, not till Friday. But there was a moment where, like, I thought about maybe going, you know, to Three Heads because they were doing, like, a special version of one of their beers where they put it on cask and they had it in the cask. They had oak chips soaked in Jameson to kind of do something different. And I was like, oh, that sounds kind of interesting. And I thought briefly about going to it, and I was like, do I really want to go out there amongst all the other people that could potentially be out that way? You know, because they're pretty much downtown, and the parade is downtown. Do I really want to deal with all that business? Maybe not. Yeah, so that part of it, the event kind of activities are the ones that I'm not a big part of. Like going out and enjoying a band or whatever that I really want to see or that I've heard good things about is the part that I'm like, oh yeah, I'll go do that. But if it's like an event, like a drinking event type day, like, you know, like Jim alluded to, like the St. Patrick's Day or the Thanksgiving Eve or New Year's Eve, I'm not a big fan of those ones. I'll avoid those at all costs. Like, I mean, New Year's Eve, like we went over to Sarah and Peter's house, you know, to hang out and have fun, and we played some card games and stuff like that, and that was fun to me. But I didn't have to deal with downtown,
right,
and any of the craziness that goes on there.
Well, on the flip sides of that, Mike, I mean, like, I didn't do anything crazy for New Year's myself. Like, I don't know, to me, going into New York on, like, New Year's is, like, a horrible idea. I would rather just go to somebody's house. I just wound up going over to my friend's place who lives, you know, a couple blocks away from me. And, you know, I think I had, like, you know, some beers and he smoked some pot. And, like, we just, like, watched, you know, some, like, you know, some shitty movies and just, like, laughed and just kind of enjoyed, you know. It's just, like, whatever. It's just a night, you know. You know, I don't know.
I think the answer to this, it depends on the type of night out or night in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. Because, you know, like, I'm sure, let's just say for a hypothetical sense, let's say I lived up by you guys. I'm sure that, like, if we were like, hey, we're not doing anything for New Year's, you want to come over and share some beers? Like, I'd be like, fuck yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Yeah, I'd be more apt to do something like that.
You want to come over and share some beers and record a podcast?
Yeah. On like Mike was saying, too, like on the drinking holidays, I guess. But if it was just a normal night and you guys were like, hey, let's go to Three Heads, I'd be like, all right, let's go.
Jim will have his Hank's
orange. Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, no, I mean, I think both of them have their merits, you know. It just really
kind of... Oh, yeah, definitely.
It definitely, like, just, like, depends on the time and the time, the day, and the place.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So you ready for question number
nine? That was a long discussion.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That was a long discussion for a question. Yeah.
Well, this one might yield even some longer answers. Question number nine. What items could you not go without during the day?
Ooh. During the day, like?
During the course of your day. Ooh. From the time you wake up to the time you go to bed.
Ooh. I mean, are we barring the essentials?
You can answer whatever way you want, Dylan.
The toilet paper is definitely one.
Well, you know, that was on that, like, Liz provided this one for us, right? And that was one of her answers.
Her response was toilet paper, too?
She had a whole slew of answers, and toilet paper was one of them. One of the ones I would add to that, along with toilet paper, would be those, like, flushable moist wipes.
You know what? My daughter was younger. You know, obviously we had them when she was a baby and toddler and all that. Those are the best things in the world.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love them. I love using those.
Especially the ones with aloe. Whoa.
Oh, I don't know.
What are you all right about?
I don't want to know about aloe.
No, the wipes.
I know.
Whatever, dude.
But Dylan, what else could you not go without during the day?
Well, good clothes, for one.
Okay, that was also another answer. And this is almost like a Family Feud.
Deodorant.
Okay, she didn't have that on hers.
All right, well, deodorant, toothpaste, floss, shampoo, conditioner, body wash, you know, all the shit. Coffee. Coffee is very crucial.
Okay.
Otherwise, I can't function in the morning. I'm trying to think what else.
We're kind of, it's somewhere kind of in general, you know, and I feel like a lot of that stuff is kind of like in general, like where, like they're obvious things. Like, I mean, you know, like when you get down to like deodorant, toothpaste, those are, I mean, people live without those things clearly, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. All right, so if we're going like off the beaten path, well, coffee's definitely one of them.
Coffee would be, yeah, I would say that's a little bit more, personalized, if you will.
Because some people don't drink coffee.
Right, right. Like Sean doesn't drink
coffee. I don't either.
Right.
I don't know how, but...
Well, could you imagine Jim on coffee?
Oh my... I've seen Jim on coffee. It's not that different.
Caffeine really doesn't do anything for me, though. Like, I could drink a cup of coffee and go right to bed.
I think Jim has put so much caffeine in his body over the years that he's just, like, immune to it.
But maybe that, like, that one thing that, like, you use every day that isn't necessarily, like, you know, like, I mean, Liz, for instance, I mean, she's got clothes and water and food and shelter. And those things are all, like, things that are kind of obvious that you need throughout the day.
Kind of like,
right?
A fun fact about you, what can't you live without? Is that what you're...
Yeah. Right, right. But... Like, and then she goes into bathroom facilities and then toilet paper. I mean, you could technically go without toilet paper during the day. Would you want to? Probably not. But the other things that she has on here are more personalized, like Q-tips and then reading materials. Like, she likes Q-tips.
Dudes love Q-tips.
You know, using them.
I like Q-tips.
Cleaning out
I
her
clean
ears.
I clean my
every
ears
day. This is the one thing I have to do every day, like, hands down.
I think those things are more like, you know, personalized, you know, where they're very specific to the person. So, is there something that, you know, you find that is just an absolute, like, what items could you not go without through the day?
I think it's that, for me, I think it's the cup of coffee.
Okay.
As strange as it's going to say that the answer is not my phone, I'd have to say my computer.
I don't take my computer with me, so, because I have a computer at work, so.
Just between.
But I would say it would have to be the coffee, because you know what? I don't need the. I mean, if I don't use the iPad, I could use the PS4.
Well, I have to use a computer at work. As much as I don't want to work, use one at home, I've got to use one at home. You could technically count your phone as a computer anymore.
Yeah, it's a PDA.
A PDA?
Personal something something.
Personal display of affection?
No.
That's a good question. What is the D in PDA?
Wait,
what is the D in PDA?
Isn't it like, is it personal data assistant?
Let's Google it.
I'm Googling it right now. I just Googled PDA device.
PDA.
I was close. A personal digital assistant. And the image they have is a Palm TX.
Yeah.
Oh, and I totally messed up, like, the displays of affection. It's public displays of affection.
Yeah, I wasn't going to be a sarge like Dylan and correct you.
Well, I was sitting there when I said it. I'm like, man, that doesn't sound right. I was like, I knew it was wrong as soon as I said it. So it would have been sargy. It would have just been like, hey, Mike, you're a dumbass.
I have to have silky things to soothe me throughout the day.
I would never say what? That. I would never call Mike a dumbass. Unless he said something really, like, stupid.
I just meant in that case. Gosh, I keep going back to this about what items could I not go without during the day.
I don't know, did you hear my last one? Something silky to soothe me.
Oh.
Well, that kind of fits, doesn't it? Gosh. I mean, yeah, I think all those general type of things, like you mentioned, Dylan, are I mean, they're really obvious things. I don't know.
I don't know.
I would say I like the addendum that I put on to Liz's with the toilet paper, the moist flushable wipes. Those I don't think I go without those during the day.
It all comes back to poop.
That's another. You can, so many uses for them, dude. It's not all about the butt.
Yeah, I know. So question number 10. Who was the last person you visited in the hospital?
I'd have to say my aunt.
I wanted to say it was our family friend Donna.
Say it then. Just don't want to. Do it. Say it.
I think it was our friend Donna.
Jim was very demanding.
Own it, Dylan.
I think my dad. It was my dad. He actually, I kind of met him and my mom at the hospital. He was going into the emergency room. It wasn't so much that I visited. But he was just getting admitted when I got there. So I guess that's visited. And I hung out for a while, so I was visiting him while he was just initially there.
Yes.
That's the last one that comes to mind.
I'd have to say it counts.
Yeah. This one could be fun. What does the last text message in your inbox say?
Cool.
That I sent out or that I received?
That you received.
It says, let me know, I got work the next day, so probably won't go crazy, but if you're around, I'll swing by, thumbs up, unknown emoticon, thumbs up, unknown emoticon.
Mine is, it kind of goes along with yours, I think. Yeah, I had it marked on my calendar, just in case, and happened to look at it. Don't have to get them now, though. That's it. Leave it to the listeners to figure out what the hell those are referring to. Okay, this is kind of bizarre. Someone knocks on your window at 2 a.m. Who do you want it to be?
Someone knocks on my window? Who do I want it to be?
Yeah.
Dana Delaney.
I don't know, like a fucking elf that's just like, Dylan, you don't have to work anymore. Here's like a endless bountiful bucket of money. You don't need to work. Go do whatever you want to do.
I was going to say something along those same lines. I was going to say Ed McMahon and Publisher School Address.
I'd be like, wait, what? Like, am I tripping on shrooms right now?
For a second, I thought you said Vince McMahon.
Oh, that would be even weirder.
Mike, you're higher. You like that, yeah. Don't you? Vince McMahon just joined our podcast.
That's pretty good.
That's who your special guest was going to be, huh?
Yeah. Him.
I always knew you had.
Paul and Vince were going to join. Paul and Vince. Paul his son-in-law, Paul.
Oh, Paul. Yeah. I thought you meant our Canadian correspondent for a second. I got confused.
He's the Paul. The Canadian correspondent is the Paul.
Indeed. You want to do a couple more? Let's do it. You guys good? All right. Number 13. Name something you have to do tomorrow.
Go to work. Do something more interesting. Pick up a bottle of beer later on in the evening.
Ooh. What bottle of beer, Dylan?
I'm picking up a bottle of...
You're pricking up?
Of what?
You said I'm pricking up.
No, I'm picking up a bottle of Brick City Imperial Stout. I think it's a variant. One of the beer reps was at a release event and said they could pick up a bottle for me. So I said, yeah, totally. And they just so happen to be at an event tomorrow, not too far from where I live. So I'm going there after work and I'm picking it up. And, you know, have a few more Founders beers and their Founders sales rep. Have some Founders beer and a couple of hot dogs and be a good night.
Awesome. How about you, Jim? Do you have anything interesting that you have to do tomorrow?
Just my normal mundane stuff. Work and dropping it too.
And eat.
Putting up with Sarge's.
That's true.
And poop.
And poop.
It reminds me of like I saw it like when I was bringing up that Facebook response thing. Eat and eat poop work. Eat poop
oh, yeah.
Work.
Eat poop work.
That's gonna be about all that I have going on tomorrow is about that. Eat poop and work.
This is This has got to be one of the more juvenile episodes we've recorded.
Maybe. We'll just do one more, just because it finishes out the page of these questions. So this one's a little bit easier. What time did you get up this morning?
7.
6.
I got up at 6:30, but it was Central Time, so that would be what, like 7:30?
Yep. I got up at 6.
After my just passing out in bed, watching TV escapade.
And wasting your beer, you son of a bitch.
You want to talk about a Sarge?
Yeah, I got a Sarge of the Week over here.
Speaking of which.
Sarge of the Week.
Wow, very good, Jim.
You got that. I see that. I don't pick them up very often, but I got that one.
Yeah. So, I don't think I really have a Sarge.
My Sarge of the Week is Mike Crandall for falling asleep with a good fucking beer right at his disposal.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, that's one of my Sarges of the Week. They're definitely Mike. And then, I don't know, Mike, you might win out just because, like, the other day, this lady came in and wanted to do a refund at work because her, she had purchased a 6-pack of beer, like canned beer from Six Point, and said all the cans were, like, dented and banged up. So I'm looking at them, I'm like, okay, yeah, this is true. And she's like, well, can I just, like, go open, you know, some more 6-packs and see if the cans are dented? And I'm like, you can't go open all my 6-packs looking for an undented, you know, 6-pack of beer. And she's like, oh, so you just sell dented beer here? And I'm like, no, there is absolutely no way that I'm going to know that this beer is dented on the inside. Also, like, it's not our fault, and it's not the distributor's fault. It's clearly the brewery's fault because the packaging is fine. Like, there's something wrong with their assembly line. I'm like, look, I'll tell you what. I'm going to open up this 6-pack for you that you went and got, and we'll see if it's fine. If it's fine, I'll tape it back up for you. I'll do a refund. Luckily, it was. And then as I'm doing the refund, she goes, oh, you'll be able to resell that beer, right? And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you're going to throw a fucking shit fit because your fucking beer was dented, and now that you've given it back to me, you're like, oh, you can sell that.
Why would it matter if it's dented?
It wouldn't matter. There's nothing wrong with the beer.
The beer itself isn't dented.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. You open it and pour it, or open it and drink it anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I was going to say. When you said, like, the beer was dented, I was like, no, actually, the cans were just dented.
No, actually, that's physically impossible for the beer to be dented because it's fucking liquid.
Well,
that's what I was
saying. Technically, you could freeze it and cut a chunk out.
And then dent it?
Yeah, but only a fucking, you know, Sarge like you would.
I know, I would. I'd be like, there's a...
Like, you would...
I'd be like, there's a mouse in this beer, by the way. And I heard that, like, if it's happened to you, you just bring the bottle back to the brewery and you'd get a whole case for free, eh?
I'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
Wow, you don't know what that's... Why did you don't know what that's from, do you, Dylan?
No, is it Strange Brew? Oh, I need to see that movie.
Oh my god!
Oh my god.
Let's just wrap it up right here.
But still, isn't that just so shitty? Like, oh, you can just sell
it. Yeah, I don't want it, but you can give it to some other shitty person.
Like, fuck you, you fucking asshole.
Wow.
Fucking Vendejo. Manicone.
I think that's far worse than Mike falling asleep.
Yeah, but you wasted some Three Floyds beer.
That is true, yeah. Mike.
You wasted a beer that you self-admittedly said you really, really don't.
He left out the fact that it was a Dark Lord day.
No, it's not a Dark Lord day.
Oh, God. No. If I fell asleep.
Oh, that beer would have been fine the next day.
That's the other thing is, could you imagine I am such a pathetic person that, like, I cracked open a Dark Lord beer, Three Floyds Dark Lord Russian Imperial Stout, by myself in a hotel room?
In Bumblefuck, Kentucky?
That would be kind of pathetic, I think.
I don't know. I feel like I could face a Dark Lord. It'd be the only thing I drink that day, but...
Oh, certainly, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've been there.
So, Jim, do you have any Sarges?
I can't think of anything. Just myself.
So who wins Sarge of the Week? Why are you a Sarge?
I just normally am. I'd have to say yours wins, just because that lady's a fucking Sarge. Like Mike said, it was more awkward than anything, and I love those situations,
annoying
though.
Annoying customer.
Like where, like Mike said, we're...
Annoying customer, you are the Sarge.
Yep. Yeah. But like...
We'll give Mike a pass. Hey, you know what was kind of cool? A friend of mine, former manager of mine, he works for Neshaminy Creek Brewing Company now. He's a sales rep for them in New York. He was at a wedding this past weekend, and it was like kind of sort of Star Wars themed. So everybody that was like the bride and the groom and the best man and the maiden of honor, everybody was brought out. It was three people, I guess at a time, and it was they were brought out by a stormtrooper, a sand trooper, and Boba Fett, and with the bomb, the Imperial March and everything. It was, and I saw some video of it. It was fucking awesome. You gotta love a Star Wars themed wedding, man. Gotta love it.
Indeed. All right, guys, I think that just about wraps us up for episode 51 of Jim's BBQ podcast. Right.
No, we haven't talked in a while, so.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah, man. It's all good in the neighborhood.
Hell yeah.
But don't forget, you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
And you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JimsBBQPod.
You can also email us at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com and tell us what a Sarge Dillon is. Or you can go out to www.jimsbbqpod.com and get the episodes fresh from the grill.
So to say.
Ooh.
Don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes.
Much to Jim's grin.
Did you guys ever know I wanted to be a dancer in Vegas?
Thanks for visiting Jim's Barbecue, where we are always serving up some fresh Rocky Mountain oysters.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Ooh.
You know what those are, right?
Yeah.
Times.
Jim, do you know what Rocky Mountain oysters are?
No idea.
They're bull's testicles.
Blech.
Yeah, it's definitely disgusting.
You'd probably try them, though.
I don't know if I would try
what
that.
What was it that...
There's a lot of things I would try.
That's it.
Like a cow's tongue or something like that.
Oh, actually, ox tongue. Like that. That's what it was. Ox tongue.
Ox tongue. I thought that was tasty. Look at this friggin' hair.
Oh, that's cray cray, yo.
And this thing's always flapping up and getting in my face, but whatever.
Why are you showing us that little skin flap on your balls?
Are you saying my face looks like balls?
No, you're like, this thing's always flapping.
It's like, woo.
I suppose if you had a nice chin divot, your balls would look like, or your chin would look like balls.
nice chin divot. I don't have a cleft chin. So.
Like if John Travolta had even more of a chin divot.
Alright, we ready to go?
He's probably had some balls resting on his chin, and so.
Oh, I'm sure he has.
Oh, rumor has it he swings both ways.
Maybe a jerk. Oh no, that's Richard Gere.
Richard Gere swings both ways.
No, Richard Gere likes to have
the gerbil stuck up his ass or whatever.
Bitch, shut the fuck up. Get the fuck out of here. Yo, Dre, give me a funky ass bass line. What the fuck is up in the place to be? Dylan's getting another motherfucking beer. Mike's waving his glass in the air like he just don't care.
But insecurities with Dylan, Jim, and Mike.
Wow, he sounds so unenthused.
That was the Liz edition.
Yeah, it was the calm, relaxed edition.
You should have said that.
Yeah.
You should have said that. You should have had like an addendum that said like...
He did before you left. Way to pay attention, Dylan.
I wasn't fucking here.
That's why I said before you left. Friggin' Sarge.
Well, he doesn't have to do it again.
No, just for you.
But it's a better beer to share with people.
Oh, I concur.
Jim, did you just fart again?
Maybe. Dude, this mic is way too sensitive.
Dude, I just, like, heard it. I'm like, he farted again. And you totally gave it away when you fucking paused. I'm like, you fart?
Maybe. He's gonna go to Kathy and go, thanks, Kathy. They can hear me farting all the time now.
Could you give me such an awesome mic?
Well, Jim, are you at your place? Are you at Kathy's
place? Oh, my parents.
Then he can't even blame it on the cat.
Dude, cats don't make loud farts. I've never heard a cat fart. I've smelled cat farts.
Have you ever heard a dog
fart? Yes, I've heard a dog fart.
I've never heard a dog fart, but I've smelled them, and they're fucking terrible.
I've heard dog farts. The funniest thing about dog farts is the dog will fart and then look at its ass like, whoa, what happened?
That's really true. That is so true. It's like when babies fart, and they're just like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.